Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study in Bible numerology. That's the study of the significance of numbers in the Word of God. Today we're going to take up the number 13. Amen. The number 13. Now, the number 13 is connected or associated with rebellion. Rebellion. We see the first time that the number 13 shows up in the Word of God is found in Genesis chapter 14. So please turn with me to Genesis chapter 14. And when you get to Genesis 14, we want to look at verse number 4. It says, 12 years they served Chedorlaomer. And in the 13th, there it is, in the 13th year, they rebelled. So we see the first time the number 13 is used or mentioned in the Word of God, it is connected or associated with rebellion. Amen. Now, the number 13 is most associated with bad things. In superstition, it is the unlucky number. Now, for example, we see that there are 13 evils coming from the heart of man. And we see these listed over there in the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark with me, if you would, in chapter number 7. Mark chapter 7, in verses 21 and 22. We read, "For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, 1, adulteries, 2, fornications, 3, murders, 5, thefts, 6, covetousness, 7, wickedness, 8, deceit, 9, lasciviousness, 10, an evil eye, 11, blasphemy," amen, "blasphemy, 12, pride, foolishness, 13, amen. So we see evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things, evil things, come from within and defile the man. And then we move on and we see that the word dragon occurs 13 times in the book of Revelation. 13 times in the book of Revelation. Amen. And then we also see there that the curse of the law is given in Galatians chapter 3 in verse 13. The curse of the law is given in Galatians chapter 3 in verse 13. Galatians 3 with me in verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Amen, that hangeth on a tree. So we see in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, again we're seeing that 13 is connected with rebellion. We have the curse of the law is mentioned. And then of course you are delivered. We see you are delivered from the curse of the law in Acts chapter 13, if you turn there with me, please. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 and verse 38 to get the context, and then 39. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So we see you are delivered from the curse of the law in Acts chapter 13, verse 39. Amen. And of course, we have a 13, and the 39 is a multiple of 13. Then we see that Haman worked his wicked scheme on the 13th day. That's Haman worked his wicked scheme on the 13th day. And we see that in the book of Esther, if you'll turn there with me to the book of Esther. In Esther chapter number 3, in verses 12 and 13. Esther 3, verses 12 and 13. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province, to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writings thereof, to every people after their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus, was it written and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. And then we see that of the kings of Judah, 7 were good kings and 13 were wicked. We also see that there are 13 words in the harlot's subscription in Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17 and see that there are 13 letters in the harlot's subscription. Revelation 17, 5, we read in the Word of God, and upon her forehead was a name written, and this is it, here's the subscription: Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. There are 13 letters, 13 words, excuse me, in the subscription there of the harlot in Revelation 17:5. Now we also know that there is 13 letters in Judas Iscariot. Amen. Judas Iscariot, and of course he's the apostle who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 70. And of course, 6 plus 7 plus 0 is 13. Turn with me to John, chapter 6, in verse number 70. Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil." Talking about Judas Iscariot. Again, he's found in John chapter 6, verse 70. 6 plus 7 plus 0 is 13. And again, "Have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil." 12 and 1 is 13. Very interesting, amen. And then we see that Nimrod, the first type of Antichrist, is 13th from Adam. Nimrod, the first type of Antichrist, is 13th from Adam. And then we see that there are 39 books in the Old Testament. And of course, that's a multiple of 13. 3 times 13 is 39, and we see that the last word in the Old Testament, which is found in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6, is curse. Amen. Look at Malachi with me, chapter 4, last 6. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So here we have the last word in the Old Testament is curse. And then we see the number 666 occurs in Ezra chapter 2, verse 13. Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 9 in verse 13, and then in Revelation 13 verse 18. And then we see that Satan shows up in Mark chapter 1 in verse 13. Mark chapter 1 in verse number 13. Let's look at that. Mark 1. Verse 13. We read, and he was there in the wilderness, talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, and tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. So here we see Satan shows up, the devil shows up in Mark chapter 1, verse 13. And then we also see the devil is mentioned in Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 13 together. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. So here we see that the devil, Satan, is mentioned in a Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. And then one last thing of a point of interest about the number 13, as we're seeing clearly through the Word of God, that it's associated with rebellion. We must remember that the 13 original colonies rebelled against England. Amen. 13 original colonies rebelled against England. So here are some instances where we see that the number 13 is connected with rebellion. Amen. And now we want to turn and look at our last number here in a study here of Bible numerology, and that's the number of 40. We see 40 is connected with probation or a testing, and this number is associated with trials and periods of waiting. For example, we see in Genesis chapter 7 and verses 12 and 17, the rain was 40 days and 40 nights upon the earth. Amen. 40 days and 40 nights. We read that in Genesis chapter 7 and verse number 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And then in verse 17, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. Amen. This was a time of trial. Amen. A trial for Noah and his family. And then we see that the life of Moses is divided into sets of 40. Sets of 40. Look at with me in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. In Acts chapter 7, we want to look at, in particular, verses 22, 23, and then verse number 30, Acts chapter 7, verse 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Then verse number 30. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in the flame of a fire in a bush. And then, of course, we see that Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights, according there in the book of Exodus, chapter 24 and verse number 18. Chapter 40, verse 18. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Certainly a time of testing for Moses. Amen. Israel would wander in the wilderness. Amen. For 40 years. We see that in the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers with me. Amen. Numbers chapter 14 in verses 33 and 34. We read, "And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness." And then in verse 34, "After the number of the days in which you searched the land, every 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise." And then we see that Goliath challenged Israel for 40 days. We have to turn to 1 Samuel to see that, if you would, chapter 17. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning in verse 16. We read, "And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days, talking about Goliath. And Jesse said unto David, his son, "Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them." So we see that the Philistine, that giant, Goliath, came and taunted the army of Israel. Amen. 40 days. Amen. Until little David. Amen. The 8th son of Jesse, the run of the litter, felled him with one smooth stone right in the middle of his forehead. Praise the Lord for that. We also were told that Elijah went 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of the angelic provision. Let's turn to 1 Kings together there in chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19 with me. And we want to look at verses 7 and 8 together. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Boy, that was quite a meal, amen? He went in the strength of that meal 40 days and 40 nights. And then we see that the city of Nineveh was given 40 days to change, to repent of their wickedness, to get right with God. Look with me to the book of Jonah, the prophet Jonah with me, if you would. Jonah chapter 3, amen. Jonah chapter 3. Of course, it took Jonah a second time to do what the Lord told him, amen. In Jonah chapter 3, in verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey and cried and said, "Yet 40 days in Nineveh shall be overturned." And we know that from the king, from the greatest to the least, repented of their sins, amen, and got right, and God stayed his judgment upon Nineveh. And then, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. We see that in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And of course, we know the devil came and tempted him three times. But he used the precious word of God upon Satan, and he left him. Amen. We need to remember that, child of God, to use the word of God upon the wicked one, Satan. When he comes to put doubt, amen, he tempts us, tries to get us discouraged, discontented, amen. Use the word of God on him. Well, there are other numbers that we could study. This is really, this study on Bible numerology has basically really just skimmed the surface. And of course, these studies on the pastor study are in no wise to keep you from studying on your own. Let's just recap and look at the numbers that we looked at. We saw, for example, number one had to do with unity and primacy. Amen. And we looked at some interesting firsts in the Bible. Then we saw that the number two is connected with division or separation, amen, in different places. And we saw that the number three was connected with divinity. Amen. It's a divine number. And we saw the number four had to do with or associated with creation or the earth. And then we saw that the number five could be associated with either death or grace. And we looked at different places where they were connected with either death or grace. Amen. And then we saw the number six had to do with man, sinful man, and Satan's man. Amen. Number seven we saw as the number of divine spiritual perfection or completion. Amen. And then we looked at, amen, the number 8, new beginnings, newness. Number 8 is associated with new beginnings or newness. Number 9, we saw is connected with fruitfulness, bearing fruit, amen. The number 10, we saw is connected or associated with the Gentile. And number 12 is associated or connected with Israel, the nation of Israel, or the government of Israel. 13, we just saw today, is connected with rebellion. And number 40, of course, probation or testing. So those are the numbers we're going to cover in our study in Bible numerology. But again, I encourage you to study on your own. Amen. To go through the Bible. Amen. Take concordance and look at some other numbers on your own and to study it. And what I want to offer to you is this study on Bible numerology is available to you on audio cassette tapes. We have all from the number 1 up to the number 40 that we covered on audio cassette tapes. If you would like a set of the tapes, I'd be more than happy to send them to you. If you can afford a love offering, fine. If you can't, they're absolutely free. Amen. I will send them to you absolutely free, the tapes on Bible numerology or any other study for that matter on the pastor's study. Amen. These tapes are available to you absolutely free. And the young lady at the end of the broadcast will tell you how that you can, where to reach me with the address to send me a note, letter, or request audio cassette tapes on any of the studies. She'll be providing that for you in just a moment. And if some of you would like to contact me via email, my email address is simply jesussavesav1611@cs.com. Again, that's jesussavesav1611@cs.com. Also, I want to mention before we close today that that quarterly that I put out a newsletter that will have one of the studies that we've covered here on the Pastor Study. Again, that's absolutely free at no charge. Amen. Again, if you'd like that newsletter that will contain one of the studies, again, you can contact me at the address the young lady will give you in just a moment. Or drop me an email and tell me that you would like the newsletter of the Pastor Study. Or you could also request your audio cassette tapes by email also. Well, that concludes our study in Bible numerology. And that concludes our time here today on the Pastor's Study. Each time I'm able to come to you on the Pastor's Study, it's through the will of God. I praise His holy name. I thank Him for His mercy and for His grace and His goodness. And I thank Him for saving me. Amen. I praise God for that. Well, my dear friends, until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, this is Pastor Gino Cassieri. My prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless you. And good day.